Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. President Biden is on the West Coast today, part of his three-day visit to the region, talking about lowering prescription drug prices for those on Medicare. Biden told a crowd in Portland, Oregon, that the U.S. pays more for prescription drugs than almost any other country in the world.
Drug companies rated the price of more than 1,200 drugs higher than the rate of inflation this year alone. And guess what? They didn't do anything else with the drug. It's not like they found a new way to make it better. The same exact drug.
The Democrats recently passed a spending package allowing Medicare to negotiate prices for the first time, putting a $2,000 cap on out-of-pocket expenses for prescription drugs and a $35 cap on insulin under Medicare. Biden in California yesterday said that would be lost if Republicans get control of Congress. The Department of Defense has authorized another major shipment of military equipment and medical supplies to Ukraine. And NPR's Nathan Rott reports it's the 23rd shipment to the country in the last year.
The latest drawdown from U.S. stockpiles includes artillery shells, anti-tank systems, rockets, small arms ammunition, and vehicles. Military equipment the Ukrainian army desperately needs as it continues to try to defend against Russian offensives in the country's east and south, and as it pushes its own advances into Russian-held land. Not included in the shipment, and wanted by Ukrainian officials, are air defense systems. Russia has renewed widespread missile strikes against Ukraine in the last week, repeatedly hitting targets around Kyiv, the country's capital, and here in western Ukraine. The strikes have damaged energy infrastructure and are leading to power outages in many regions and towns. Nathan Rott, NPR News, Lviv.
China's ruling Communist Party starts a key political meeting in Beijing tomorrow. Delegates to the 20th Party Congress have been pouring into the Chinese capital, and as NPR's John Ruwitch reports, they appear poised to hand Chinese leader Xi Jinping yet more power.
Xi Jinping has been China's leader for 10 years already, and by all accounts, he's likely to be endorsed for at least another five as party chief and head of the military. The move will be a break with recent practice. Xi's predecessor handed over the reins after two terms in office. But during his reign, Xi has bolstered his strength, purged his rivals, and so far resisted anointing a successor. Some analysts call him the strongest Chinese leader since Chairman Mao, who died in 1976. A Congress spokesman said the event will wrap up on October 22nd. The new lineup of top leaders will be revealed the following day. John Ruwitch, NPR News, Beijing.
The National Labor Relations Board says workers at an Apple store in Oklahoma City voted to unionize, marking the second store to do so in the U.S. You're listening to NPR News from Washington. Uganda's president says the government is implementing an overnight curfew, closing places of worship and entertainment, and restricting movement into and out of two districts affected by Ebola for 21 days. It's aimed at curbing the spread of the disease in Mubende and Kasanda, districts in the central part of the country, the epicenter of that epidemic. Authorities say infections are being caused by the Sudan strain and that at least 19 people have died since the East African nation announced the outbreak of the deadly fever on September 20th. Broadway will dim its lights at 7:45 this evening for 1 minute in memory of actress Angela Lansbury. The star of stage, screen, and TV died on Tuesday at the age of 96. Jeff London has more.
Angela Lansbury appeared in 12 Broadway shows from Hotel Paradiso in 1957 to Gore Vidal's The Best Man in 2012. Along the way, she picked up 5 Tony Awards and a Lifetime Achievement Award. Among her biggest roles were Mama Rose in Gypsy, Mrs. Lovett in Sweeney Todd, and Mame in the musical of the same title.
Light the candles, get the ice out.
Lansbury also hosted the Tony Awards 5 times. In noting her passing, a spokesperson for the Broadway League, which represents producers and theater owners, called her Broadway royalty. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.
And I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News.